since the turn of the year. More and more people are coming week by week to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior here in Hope Church. It's amazing. And I want to invite Tricia to come up. She is one of these people who have come back to faith this year and has found her place in Hope Church. And she and I are walking with Tricia on her journey with the Lord. And we're so encouraged by what God is doing. And so I've asked her, as a representative of those people who this year have given their heart to Jesus, to give her testimony, to not only encourage us, but also to challenge us. So thank you, Tricia.
I've never used a microphone before, so I hope I get it right. Okay, I hope I get it right. First of all, I just want to thank God that I'm actually stood here today with all my brothers and sisters, because last week I was in hospital and I felt like I was missing the party. I could imagine you all here. I was supposed to be stood here coming into partnership and I'm in hospital instead, and I'm thinking, this ain't right. I ain't going to be here next week. I'm going to be with my brothers and sisters. I'm going to be worshipping the Lord, because I need you all. I need you. I hope yous need me. And what we've all got in common is God and his love. Dave rang me at 8:30 this morning and said, Trish, could you give a bit of a testimony this morning at church? At 8:30 this morning. And I'm like, wait a minute. Testimony. I haven't had time to write anything. I haven't had time to think about it. And that's the best way. At first I panicked, and then God said, let me just tell you what to say. 4 months ago, I gave my life back to the Lord. After what I call 25 years in the desert, I came to know the Lord originally in the 80s when my children were small. And for different reasons and a different testimony from today, I walked away from God. I walked away from my family. And 25 years, when I think about that, how ridiculous. How did I do that? In that time, I lost my mum and dad. I lost my twin sister. And my twin sister, thank God, came to know the Lord again before she died. I even watched her do that. I watched her do that, come back to God. I watched her not hope or think that she was going to heaven. I watched her know she was going to heaven. And I've got no answer for why I didn't come back then. I've got no answer. But I thank God I've come back now. 4 months, and he's done so much, so much. At the moment, my saying for God is, I'm not well, because I am poorly at the moment. I'm not well, but all is well. David said, could you just tell a bit about what the difference is before God and the difference after? The answer is one word. It's everything. Everything's different. I'd lost hope. I was lonely. I felt unloved. I was totally lost. And now I belong. People have loved me. And they've brought me food, they've prayed for me, you've all just lifted me up. Thank you so much, because I couldn't have got through it without God's love through you lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Tricia. Tricia has a lot to say about what her life was like. And if you want to know more, go and have a word with her. Say, what difference did God make to you? What was your life like before in this 25 years in the wilderness? And she will tell you the horror story. It was a horror story, wasn't it? So far away from God. Yet God touched her and brought her back to him. Reconnected her with her family. And so we've got Emma here and friends here And we give God the glory and all the honor for what he's doing. So grab Trish and ask her to expand on her testimony. If you need to know what it really means to have a transformed life, come and talk to Trisha. And she will tell you, talk to anybody who's found Jesus in recent months. Look at Carmel over there and Craig. Great to see them here with their children, isn't it? Week by week. New to faith, new to Jesus. And we give God the glory for all that he's doing in our midst. And we simply say, more, God. We want more. We are not content with normal. We want more. Amen.